From newsounds.org, this is Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer, and instead of bringing you to our usual performance studios, the WNYC studios in Lower Manhattan, this Soundcheck performance is coming from a party that we did at Brooklyn Bowl in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, celebrating the 40th anniversary of New Sounds. Started in September of 1982, and on September 21st of 2022, we threw ourselves a little party at Brooklyn Bowl with two of New York's most reliable purveyors of dance and party music. We've already heard in a past episode of Soundcheck from the band Red Bharat, bringing the sounds of Punjabi dance music to Brooklyn Bowl. The other band that we invited to perform that night is this one, Combo Chimbita, four Colombian musicians who didn't meet in Colombia. They met here in New York. So it's very much a New York band, even though they are rooted in things like the Colombian cumbia rhythm and other forms of Latin American dance music. They put on a great set, a big set. We don't have time for all of it today, so there will be more to come down the road. But speaking of the road, Combo Chimbita began with a song called El Camino, The Road.
Con certeza de conocer mi camino. Porque sin haberme convertido, tengo la certeza de conocer mi camino. Pasito a pasito, pa' que escuche bien lo que no llega a tu oído. Pasito a pasito, pa' que escuche bien lo que no llega a tu oído.
Combo Chimbita, the name of the band, playing live at the New Sounds 40th anniversary party at Brooklyn Bowl, and starting off with a song called El Camino. The members of Combo Chimbita, vocalist Carolina Oliveros, behind the drums, Dilemma Stranata, the guitarist is Nino Lento Es Fuego, and the bass player, who is also the synthesizer player, is Prince of Queens. Four Colombian musicians based in New York, many of them sporting interesting stage names. Let's talk with Prince of Queens backstage at Brooklyn Bowl. Prince of Queens, it's great to see you and the rest of the band again.
Hey, John. Thanks so much. Likewise. Really happy to be here.
Well, you know, it's a celebration, it's a party, and you guys managed to be both a party band and also a band that, especially in the last album, Ire, has some very kind of sharp social commentary as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's definitely, I would say, it's our passion and our music. It's a serious thing, you know. It's definitely fun, but it's not a joke, you know what I mean?
Right.
And especially nowadays, I think there is... there's so much happening in the world, and you know, after the pandemic, and it's the last album really kind of reflected a lot of that struggle, you know.
And the videos really kind of centered the LGBTQ community.
It's really interesting because we did four videos in Puerto Rico, directed by our manager and video collaborator Oscar Diaz, and. They feature four different dance performers from part of the LGBTQ community in Puerto Rico. And because we recorded this last record in Puerto Rico, which we are there for a month and a half. So it was kind of in a way highlighting also artists from the island. And, you know, our shows, like, we have a really special and diverse crowd. You know, we just wanted to highlight, you know, those special persons we've come across in our music. You know, it's really interesting, especially now with what's happening in Puerto Rico again. People are struggling so much with so many different levels in so many different ways, but a lot of beautiful art comes out of it. I mean, I don't think it's a surprise, but Bad Bunny is probably the biggest artist in the world, you know?
Yeah, with Bad Bunny now ruling the pop world. But aside from him, it seems like the only time we hear about Puerto Rico is when a hurricane hits or something. It's nice to have these reminders of the beauty and the artistic ferment that's going on there.
Sure. Long history of amazing music and art, you know.
Yeah. So when Combo Chimbita started, you know, you still had these kind of obvious roots in Colombian music and the cumbia rhythm. Those roots are still there, but you've kind of doubled down, it seems, on the psychedelia and as we've already discussed, the social commentary. But just so in terms of the sound of the band, how do you see that as evolving over these past few years?
It's really interesting because I think the sound of the band has it's evolved very naturally. We're very avid music listeners, and we constantly looking for new music to listen, older music, new music, and it's always evolving. It's like never stop, you know. Like, I don't want to be in a band that has like a defined sound for the whole time, you know. It's like music is alive, you know. It's got to be changing. It's got to be challenging too. It's also with myself, you know, how I play with the modular synthesizer. Like, I want to always change things. I don't want to always kind of stay the same.
That's Prince of Queens, who is the bass player of Combo Chimbita, but he is also, as he just mentioned there, the synthesizer player. And a little bit later on, after we hear a few more songs, I want to come back to that, because he doesn't play just any synthesizer. It's an interesting instrument, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But right now, back to live music. Here is the full band on stage at Brooklyn Bowl with a song called Testigo.
What's up, Brooklyn? What? Oh yeah, if you know this song, please sing with us, of course. Thank you so much for coming.
Desde principio a fin, yo siempre di mi verdad. Desde principio a fin, yo siempre di mi verdad.
No.
What's up? How you feeling tonight? Yeah. Bueno. Yeah. New sounds. We have a good memories playing in your show. Thank you so much for your amazing job. And of course, thank you for inviting us tonight. So we are Combo Chimbita.
Vamos! Esta canción es de la gente, para la gente.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yes. Woo! Oh, shit. Okay. This song, actually, this is the first time that we're gonna sing and we're gonna play this song. Yeah, of course, it's one of my favorite songs. Oh.
Falta que
se queda aquí.
Once again, Combo Chimbita, live at the New Sounds 40th anniversary celebration at Brooklyn Bowl in September. That song called Sin Tiempo, No Time. And as Carolina Olivero said, first time they performed that live. We also heard before that a song called La Perla. Back to the set in just a moment, but first, let's go backstage to pick up our conversation with bass player Prince of Queens, who also makes all of those kind of cosmic, psychedelic, electronic sounds from an instrument that caught my eye, and so I had to ask him about it. Your synthesizer seems to be, you know, it's got all the little patch cords. It's an it's like an analog modular synthesizer. So that's, you literally build your own synthesizer with the way you patch all the modules together.
Exactly, yeah. I really love modular synthesizers, and especially in the last, you know, 5 to 10 years, has been a really big renewal of a new wave of Eurorack modular synthesizers, and I absolutely love it. It's been growing and growing for me. What I find the most interesting thing about it is that, well, I'm able to design the instrument that I want. You know, like I do very specific things with Combo Chimbita. Like I use a trigger from the kick drum and I have like a sequencer, and like I change different sounds, and it's a whole combination of tricks, I like to call that. I designed the synthesizer to do what I want to do. Like most often, what happens is like I have like, I wonder if I could do this and that and that, and then like, you know, I figure out a way to do it, and then it works. And the cool thing about it is that, you know, probably the combination of modules and the way I use them, like, I don't know if anyone is doing it the same way, you know? So it really gives, like, a very unique sound to it. And then on top of that, it's also, like, I really like the fact that a lot of the analog equipment and even Eurorack, there's an element of uncertainty, you know, and that is not always the same. Just like how we do with music, you know, and I'm really into that, you know. I think nowadays, a lot of things could be very predictable in music, and I kind of want to go against that a little bit.
Yeah. I have one final question, because I mean, you guys have been coming into the studio almost since the band started.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Crazy. It's
pretty
cool.
You know, you're a Colombian band, but you're also very much a New York City band.
Sure.
Well, I don't know that I've ever asked you what Chimbita means.
Chimbita means really cool. I mean, there's a lot of different
ways. Oh, I have asked you that. Okay.
Really different. There's a lot of different interpretations, because, like, some people in Colombia say it's, like, I don't know, like, different ways. But it's basically really cool. It's like a really cool little thing. It's a cool little thing. So, yeah, it's
cool. It is really cool to have you guys playing here for us tonight. So
I'm really, really excited. Thank you, John. Congratulations again on the anniversary, and thank you so much.
Prince of Queens plays the bass and the synthesizer for the band Combo Chimbita. We'll put all four of them back to work for another song, another live performance on stage at the Brooklyn Bowl, this piece called Aumale.
Palabra que vino a mí, poder y claridad sin conocer la verdad. Yo la vi llegar, el que busca va a encontrar. Así dice el refrán, cuando los pasos te llevan. Oh,
solita. Pero debe preparar mente, cuerpo y alma para yo poder enseñar que los dioses hablan curándote de maldad, que al mundo gobierna tu soco y hasta ya están curados de toda enfermedad. Prende la luz y verás lo que oculto está bajo un cielo sin estrella. Yo soy luna tempestad y hoy siento
sola.
Combo Chimbita and a song called Oya. That is not the conclusion of their set. There was actually plenty more, but we'll get to that in a future edition of the Soundcheck podcast. This Combo Chimbita set was played live at the Brooklyn Bowl. The occasion? The 40th anniversary of New Sounds. It was also the 20th anniversary of my producer Karen Havlick working with me on New Sounds and its various subsidiary things like these Soundcheck podcasts. And so I want to thank her and our technical director, Irene Trudell, Edward Haber Engineering as well. Our stage manager making sure everything went smoothly was Eileen Delahunty. I'm John Schaefer, and if you'd like to see Combo Chimbita playing live, they've performed in our regular downtown WNYC studio on a number of occasions, and videos of some of those songs can be found on the New Sounds YouTube channel or here on the website at newsounds.org.